Hi, everyone. It's April, and I'm back again this week. My friend Tony is with us. And again, we're going to talk with Veronica a little bit. And of course, we always give our pet update. I have to report that fleas are gone. I finally eradicated the fleas in my house. It was a hard one this time. They're all coming around looking for water and stuff. And boy, it took a bit. And my poor little puppy, Guinness, he looks like a little guy. He lost a lot of his hair in the back because he was biting it and everything. And so now we're trying to rehab his back up. And everyone, though, health-wise, is perfect right now. I almost don't even want to say it out loud because I could jinx it. everybody is doing well. We're doing all the meds and everything, and everyone is stabilized. I do have a 17-year-old, I have a 14-year-old, and of course I have Guinness, who's 5. He doesn't have the same kind of stuff going on, although he had a flea attack that was pretty bad. But the other ones, the pills, the heart med and stuff seems to be helping, and everybody's eating, drinking, doing what they're supposed to be doing. Poor little Nellie, though, her eyesight, she's got cataracts really bad, and she's 17, so the vet said, look, to do cataract surgery on her, to put her under for any reason, he said, is dangerous at her age. And so he says, because she's with you all the time and she's in a really enclosed environment that's going to be safe for her, he said, I would just leave it because she's 17. He says, maybe a couple more years if she's lucky or not. But to put her through that at this time, he said, he doesn't feel it's necessary, but if I really wanted to have it done, he would do it. But he said, it's not going to help that much at her age. So I am voting no. I don't like putting my animals through medical procedures that really don't need to be done. Now, if she was a regular, bigger sized dog and wanted to go out in the yard and wanted to do all that, hey, I would do it. But not at 17, and not in the lifestyle that she has. She's pretty much in her little bed on her blankie most of the day at 17. So she does not need cataract surgery. And if it was really going to benefit her, I might consider, but not at her age. She can't go through that. So Tony, how's my little Kai?
Well, he's doing fine. We went to see the vet yesterday because he has this thing, his stomach is growling. And I'm thinking, is he hungry? There's food, whatever. Well, I boiled up some chicken the other day, and he ate. So the vet said he might also have acid reflux.
Oh, my goodness. Can dogs get acid reflux? Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
I guess. And you can get over the counter. What's it called? Pepcid. But you've got to get a very low dose, and then you have to cut it up in fours. And yeah, dogs can get acid reflux.
Wow.
How about that?
Learn something new every day. Acid reflux.
I know.
Wow.
So, but he's fine otherwise, and you will go in for her checkup in the next couple weeks. But it's fine. Everyone's doing good, and you know,
are you getting a lot of smoke from the Canadian fires?
No.
Well, no. I have a friend who lives in Ithaca, New York, and she sent me some pictures. You can barely see her house. You can barely see across the street. And my brother is reporting the same stuff from Michigan. They closed down half the businesses in town today because of the toxic smoke. And
well,
sun is like a big red dot in the sky. He said, this picture I'm sending you, he said, that red dot, that's our sun. He said, the smoke is so dense that it's dulled the sun down. And he said, and everybody's like upset about it. He said, because you go outside, he said, you start coughing. You just can't catch your breath. He said, it's horrible. And everybody's hoping that the wind changes or something, but that would just mean it would go to a different area. You know, that smoke's probably going to circle the planet a few times.
I know. No, we're clear here.
Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky. Both there in Maine and upstate New York are suffering today, pretty much.
Wow. You know, they could be suffering more way up north than Maine, but, you know, I'm on the southern tip. So it hasn't gotten to us or whatever. But no,
and you're close to the ocean, too. There might be breezes that happen from the ocean naturally that are blowing, you know, in another direction. Someone's getting it. Maybe.
I'm fine, you know. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well, I know how bad that smoke can be out here in California when we have wildfires.
Oh,
you can have a
wildfire
all the way across town, and you're sitting there in thick pea soup stuff because the wind blew in your direction. It's like a smoke ball follows you all over the place. And boy, it can stink pretty bad. They had that warehouse fire here that went on for a week, and all of it was burnt. The things that burned, it was a food place. And the 10-block storage facility, it all caught fire. The smell of burnt plastic was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
You go outside and you just want to, it made you sick to your stomach because you keep breathing and all of a sudden you go, ew, I don't feel so good. So I tried to stay in through that one. So fires can be bad, just not because of a fire, but because of the smoke and all the stuff that goes with it is just as toxic as getting burned. Man, my puppies are not going outside in this. Nobody, I don't have anybody out during smoke.
No, it's not good at all.
Yeah, their little lungs would just, you know, get damaged too bad. So I keep them in the house by the air conditioner. That they can't tend to like that.
I know you do.
So I'm going to go get Veronica. Why don't you say hi to everybody?
All right, I will. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. Yeah, it's kind of crazy out there. So I don't know if further south it's worse or what, but stay in. I mean, the best thing you can do. We got great questions, as I always say, but we do. We just do. And I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNERwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question, Jamaica would like to know, do we return to our soul when we leave the linear?
Yes. All of the... Your soul contains all of your experiences. When you are incarnate in linear reality, you are rather separate from that. Some people can remember past lives and stuff, but a lot of people don't. And it's actually a better thing because if you start to remember it all and you don't have a lot of experience with spirituality, then you tend to get confused a bit. We do say that your soul has all your information. When you cross out of this particular linear, you return to that soul, that collective moment where you're there with all of your experiences that you have had, all the yous you have been. That's what we call returning to the soul. And we've had a few people ask us for a definition. And so we're glad you asked this question today because we were able to give the definition.
All right. Kathy would like to know, are there really spirit guides out there that I can call upon for spiritual help?
Absolutely. Every single one of you has a spirit guide. You all have at least one. One that is with you from start to finish. The first breath you take in your new body and to the last breath you take when you leave the reality. Yes, there's one guide that's always with you. Now, there are plenty others that come in and out for, say, maybe you had some sort of special event happen or something happened that was a little bit negative and you need the extra support. They do come in and out. Yes, Kathy, there are really spirit guides and they care about you and they commit for your whole life to be with you and guide you and give you advice and support when you need it.
Okay. Holly writes in, I recently lost my beloved cat, who I call Callie. I have felt connected to her since we met. Can an animal be a part of our soul group and continue to guide us even after death?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of times animals are energies or little souls that come in because maybe they decided not to incarnate. So they're going to come and be with you to support you and guide you through the life, but not being a human in this time with you. The energy of each life is always connected somehow to an animal. Most of the time it is. Now, there are the people who are not attracted to animals, but a dog and a cat, when you have one, it's usually some sort of spirit guide. Now, when they cross over, they can make a decision. They can turn around and come back and reincarnate, or they can stay in the eternal space and still continue to help you. They never leave you, and they do come back and reincarnate all the time.
All right, Cheyenne, I would like to know.
Wait, 1 second. I'm just making sure that, because it's echoing. I hear myself talking back to myself. So maybe it's because of the bad weather there. So let's start with Cheyenne.
Cheyenne wants to know, is physical reality getting better from an emotional standpoint?
Ah, there we are. We're back. Yes. It is getting a bit better from an emotional standpoint, but you have to remember that emotions are very powerful things. And if you move into a negative emotional reaction to things, it can be very volatile. So we'd say there are some people who are emotionally healing themselves, but there's also people who are still letting their emotions run wild. So we'd say it's getting better, but we think the awareness of how you're participating in the reality is something that really needs to raise up as well. Awareness of how you are interacting in the reality. You'll find that some of you are very logical. You'll find that some of you are very emotional. And the logical ones are very stuck and steadfast in what they do, but the emotional people can be all over the place. And there's a lot of emotional people on your planet at the moment. It's going to take a while to have everyone calm down enough to handle their emotions and move through an emotional experience without a lot of damage. So we'd say, from an emotional standpoint, we'd say it's getting a little bit better, but the awareness of that emotional state needs to be spread to everyone so everyone understands what's going on. So first of all, you got to raise awareness. And then second of all, the emotional part of it can be contoured and smoothed out if necessary.
Okay, Veronica, that was our last question. And if you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Okay. Well, again, I always say if you have more questions on the topics we talked about on the show today, write in to innerwhispersradio.com and we'll try to get your question on the air. Don't be shy. Or if you have another question on a different topic here, feel free to write in. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, it's a really good day to start practicing as much positivity as you can. We talk to many who really want the world to settle down. They really want things to be comfortable and light again. There's a dance going on between positive and negative on the planet and in an energetic way on the planet right now. It's almost like an odd circular event because something negative will happen and you may be walking down the street all positive, but the negative thing hits you and turns you negative, and it takes you a while to get back to your positivity. We would advise that if you are hit with negativity and you're really working on your positive perspective, try to circumvent that negativity. Don't do negativity back. Try to stay in your positive mode and respond positively instead of negatively back to the negative individual. because that just perpetuates more negativity. Negativity and positivity are very easy to create, but you've got to stay focused. You can't just immediately turn back if somebody does something negative to do the negative thing back. Eye for an eye kind of thing, which never really works out well. So we say, really work on staying positive. Keep your focus. Don't let yourself get distracted by a negative moment. And if somebody does, you know, move through your boundaries and do something negative, respond with positivity instead. That will surprise them. And that will also circumvent their ability to make you, turning you negative. And that for them would be a defeat, especially if there's a very negative person involved. They would feel that as a defeat and may just go away altogether. So decide you're going to make a practice every day of being a positive individual. Find the light in the darkness. Even if it's just a little flickering candle, find it, nurture it, and grow it. Positivity will beat negativity, but you've got to have an eye on it and you've got to ignite it when necessary. So give it a try. Remain as positive as you can, because it's the only way that the planet's going to elevate itself into a more positive space if everybody does that. So give it a try and let us know your progress.
Thank you, Veronica. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.